Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we take a look at Romans chapter 5. The verses are 12, 15, and then 17 to 19, and 20 to 21. This is Romans 5. And again, I urge you, if you're in a place when you listen to this program that you could have your scripture with you, I really do encourage you to do that. We need to receive the word in more than one sense of our five senses. We need to receive it. If we can receive it by both seeing it and hearing it, the word just humanly has more opportunity of taking root in us and us remembering it than if we just get the information through one sense. It's because we're so busy doing so many things, we're so easily distractible, having two senses at work, both hearing and seeing, it benefits us. So I encourage you. The first reading today is taken from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, as I said, and then verses 12, 15, 17, 19, 20, and 21. It's spread out a bit here. Brothers and sisters, through one man, sin entered the world, and through sin, death. And thus death came to all men, inasmuch as all sinned. We've all sinned. All of us. If by that one person's transgression the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many? One man brought death to the world, but one man, Jesus Christ, brought life to the world. He paid the price for your sin. Make it personal. He paid the price for you. Thank him. Spend your day thanking him. For if by the transgression of the one death came to reign through that one, how much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of justification come to reign in life through the one Jesus Christ? You accept the graces of your baptism, the graces of your first communion, the graces of your first confession, the graces of confirmation, etc. You accept those graces, and Lord Jesus Christ will reign more in you and through you. This is not just some pious idea. This is the Son of God who died for you, that you might enter into union with him. In conclusion, Paul writes, just as through one transgression, condemnation came upon all, it's true. The apple, they ate it. Just as one transgression, condemnation came upon all, so through one righteous act, acquittal and life came to all. For just as through the disobedience of one man, the many were made sinners, so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous. It's Jesus Christ's obedience to the Father that saved us. One made an incredible act of obedience. One without sin took on our sin to save us. Where sin increased, grace overflowed all the more. So that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through justification for eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We can't justify ourselves. God in Christ, by his death and resurrection, that's where our justification comes from. We need to be eternally grateful that I have the opportunity for heaven. I'm not shut out because of what Jesus did for me. We need to thank him and bless his name and conform our lives more and more to him. That's where you will know peace. Psalm 40, here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. That's what has to happen in us. Here I am, Lord. I come to do your will. Here I am. reporting for duty, Lord. I come to do your will. Sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. There were all kinds of sacrifices being made in the Old Testament to appease, so to speak, to appease God. But the psalm tells us, Psalm 40, sacrifice or oblation you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Burnt offerings or sin offerings you sought not, and then said I, behold, I come. I come to do your will. I come to serve you. That's where each of us needs to get there. Ask God for the grace to surrender your life to Jesus. In the written scroll, it is prescribed for me to do your will. Oh, my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. In other words, I want to follow you, and I find joy in it. But that doesn't happen until you make a personal decision in your heart that you want God first. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. May all who seek you exult and be glad in you, and may those who love your salvation say ever, the Lord be glorified. May Jesus Christ be adored and honored and praised and thanked. May we offer our prayers of gratitude to God today for what he has done for us. Don't ever lose sight of that. Ever lose sight of it. If someone died for me that I knew personally, I'd probably be going over to their house every day to thank them. I know I would. What do I do with God? How often do I thank him? How often do I express my gratitude by following him? Gospel according to Luke, chapter 12, verses 35 to 38. Jesus said to his disciples, gird your loins, light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Now that's often used here as an analogy to make sure that we're ready to meet the Lord, because we know not the day nor the hour. But it can also apply in our daily life to be able to say, Lord, thank you for what you've done for me, that I can belong to you, that I can receive your grace, that I can receive the Eucharist, that I can receive forgiveness. Thank you for all the gifts that you have given me. I want to serve you. We could do that every day. Gird your loins. Get ready. Get ready to move. Get ready for the journey. Gird your loins and light your lamps. And be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. I experience God's knocking on my door a lot. I wish my door were more open and he wouldn't have to knock. But he does. Because I get sidetracked by all the things of this world. And God understands that. He knows we're not perfect. That's why he came. But he does look for the heart that says, here I am, Lord. I want to do your will today. Here I am. I want to follow you today. Here I am. I want to see you glorified today in me and through me. I want to see you thanked today. Because of the way I acted, because of the way I behaved. Brothers and sisters, you can make this gospel live for you. Really. You're a servant of God. You're a son or a daughter of God. So gird your loins, light your lamps, be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. I think he knocks on our doors a lot and we don't hear him because we're not paying attention. He'll never violate our free will. He knocks. Are we ready to answer the door? That's how we want to be. Blessed are those servants whom the Master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and he will proceed to wait on them. If the Master finds vigilant servants, what does he do? He comes and waits on them, turns the tables. Have you experienced in your life God serving you? He desires to, hidden, quiet, little ways, but not so little in their fruit. I have a God who loves me, who calls me to follow him, to take up my cross and to follow him. But there are so many times on the journey when he turns and he washes my feet just as he wants to wash yours. There are many times when he inspires and encourages and gives new strength if we're open to receive it. And those servants who await their master's return, those servants who are ready to serve at a moment's notice, he in turn serves us. I want you to be open to that. I want you to see that God desires to do that in your life. Don't look up, don't just look to be served. You look to serve. That's your focus. You look to serve. But be attentive. Because at some point, as God sees your heart growing, as God sees you seeking to serve him, he will serve you. He will bless you. He will open doors for you. Brothers and sisters, because, and I think I've often said this on the radio program, there are so many times, I think, when we're just so used to living our life as it is and all of the things around us in our daily life, it's so easy to get into the position where that's all we see. That's all we hear. And there is a certain attentiveness that we need to give to our responsibilities, of course. But our heart, at the same time, can be resting in God. We can give all our attention to the responsibilities we have, but keep your ear tuned to him. Because he loves the servant who waits for him, the servant who listens for his voice, the servant who opens the door at the first knock. In that sense, God wants us ready. Not only so that he can use us, but so that he can minister to us and strengthen us and gift us. When he sees we're attentive, when he sees we desire, he will pour out more gifts upon us. Oh, brothers and sisters, I really do urge you to be vigilant, to be watching, so to speak, for the return of the Master. Ready that when he speaks a word to you, you're ready to say, yes, Lord. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.